Always love when our next guest comes and visits us. Artist and author Hudson Talbot is here to tell us about his new book, Picturing America, Thomas Cole and the Birth of American Art. It is a fascinating look at artist Thomas Cole's life and takes young readers from his humble beginnings to his development of a new painting style that became America's first formal art movement, the Hudson River School of Painting. Hudson Talbot depicts the immigrant artist falling in love with and fighting to preserve his new country. Talbot has written and illustrated more than 20 children's books, including the Newbery Honor winner Sho Wei, an ALA notable book, and Voya Honor book Leonardo's Horse by Gene Fritz, and We're Back, a dinosaur story, which was adapted into an animated film by none other than Steven Spielberg. Again, the name of the new book is Picturing America, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Hudson Talbot back to the roundtable.
Well, thank you. It's good to be back, Joe. And before we do anything, I just want to congratulate you all on your fun drive last week. It was so exciting to listen to it.
I always say, was it really?
Yeah, it actually was.
All right.
For me, you know, I've got WAMC on in my studio all day. So, you know, it just makes me feel like I'm not so alone, you know?
Well, thank you. It means a lot. And, you know, it is humbling when you realize of people like yourself, and we hear this from we were talking about this, I think, on the Fun Drive. We hear this from artists and farmers and potters and people who are in the studio doing these creative, amazing things often will have us on in the background. And it's very gratifying to know that happens.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. Let us talk. First of all, this is totally out of nowhere, but I just have to ask you because it's a thing that I read in the introduction. I was such a fan of Gene Fritz when I was a kid growing up. Her books are absolutely stunning. God, they were funny and so good in capturing a history. Mm. And I didn't know that the two of you had collaborated. That seems very cool to me.
Twice, actually. Yeah, I loved it. Oh, you know, she was one of the major figures before she left us for, gosh, I think she was over 100 years old by the time she did leave us. But she was, Newbery winner. And I just learned so much about writing from reading hers. And it was an honor to do her books, you know, to illustrate two of her books, Leonardo's Horse and The Lost Colony, which was about the lost colony of Roanoke Island.
Because they were funny, irreverent, but also accurate.
Yeah. Well, very simple language that kids could relate to, you know, a very everyday language. So,
good stuff. The new book, as I mentioned, is Picturing America, Thomas Cole and the Birth of American Art. Tell me if I'm off base here, but given your name and given where you live, it seems that eventually you would have written the story about Thomas Cole.
It's a very fair question. And, you know, the one before this, the last time I was on here was my book, River of Dreams, the story of the Hudson River. So it's, you know, I'm not from around here. I'm from Kentucky originally. But, you know, I was always, there was a magnetic draw to a river that had my name on it. It was inevitable. And, of course, I had to eventually make my way to the big time in New York City. So that's how I got up here, just sheer ambition to see if I could cut it in New York. And as so many people do, once I got started in New York, I wanted a weekend place, and that brought me up here. And I set down roots up here about 30 years ago.
So what is it about Thomas Cole that you wanted to explore, especially for young readers, in telling people? Because not only are you telling people about Thomas Cole, but you really are introducing them to this American art style.
Right. Well, you know, the more I got into doing research on him, and by the way, full disclosure, I'm on the board of the Thomas Cole National Historic Site, so I've been around information and scholars much smarter and more adept than I am.
Write what you know. Write what you know.
Well, yeah. I do. Thank you. Excellent advice, and I try to adhere to it. But what I learned was even more interesting, and the deeper I got into him, the more I realized that he was really trying to say to us, who, not just who are we as a country, but who do we want to be? He came from the Industrial Revolution in England. He knew how it had decimated the countryside there, and loved the American wilderness, came up here on the steamer, and just love painting the Catskills and Catskill Creek. I always think it should be called the Catskill Creek School of Art rather than Hudson River, because he painted that a lot more than he ever painted the Hudson. But the point is that he was in love with American nature, and he wanted to share that with people. But, you know, Joe, if you look at his paintings, particularly as he moved on, his paintings are kind of a bait and switch, I like to say, because they're gorgeous paintings, and he was sharing this great American landscape with Americans for the first time. You know, it was a very idealistic time, and they wanted kind of to know what their country looked like. But his paintings had a message in it. In the background, you will see a little smokestack coming up, or a little train coming by, or quite frequently in the foreground, a chopped off tree stump. So he was saying, yes, this is beautiful, but we're going to lose all this if we don't be aware of it right now, what our great value is. We'll lose it to what he called the copper-hearted barbarians, the great industrialists that were, you know, just scouring the countryside for resources at that time with absolute no impunity whatsoever.
Which certainly happened in this region, and even fell his Hudson River.
Yeah, absolutely. But what I love that I learned about him is that he was really I like to say he influenced the influencers of the 19th century. He started that conversation, or he's certainly one of the earliest voices about environmental awareness, and that we have to preserve what we have. And really, it's not just about the preservation of resources. It's really about that we have this opportunity. Who would we become if we opt to live in beauty, the natural beauty that we have already? Can't we find it's not an either-or situation. Can't we find a balance so that we preserve this and let that inform who it is that we are as a people?
When you think of putting a book like this together, obviously you are telling us the story, but there's also the beautiful art, your beautiful art.
Thank you.
Let me find a non-clumsy way to ask this question, which is the essential question, which is how much of what you have to do is, unlike other subjects, do you have to mirror his style? Because of what you're doing is telling his story. So mm-hmm. is that a challenge to you at all of, yes, we're presenting this, we're presenting his story, but I also have to come close to the look of a Thomas Cole?
Well, that's a great question. And I wouldn't say it was hard, but, you know, if you want to do something good, it's always going to be a challenge, right?
Sure.
I wanted to come up with a style. You know, you know some of my books, and you know that I tend to change from subject matter to subject matter. I wanted to do something that was somewhat distinct from his style, but not jarringly modern or jarringly different. Something that had a comfortable relationship with it, but not trying to imitate or emulate Thomas Cole. So the distinction was very clear when I use reproductions of his work. You know, I have reproductions of Cole's great paintings throughout the book that I have that I've used inside my artwork, sort of.
But and as you said, that isn't jarring. That's actually what made me think of the question, because it's very complementary to what you are doing.
Yeah. Well, I'm basically a storyteller. I'm just trying to tell his story as the best way I can. And obviously, you couldn't tell Thomas Cole's story without seeing some of his original art. So, you know, I wanted that sort of montage feeling at certain points where included his work, but in the context of my own, you know, sort of highlighting his.
What is it like for an artist to tell the story of an artist?
Very personal. That's another great question. So much of it I related to. I'm not an immigrant. My family's been here for centuries, but I I have to say, I followed a dream to come to New York and come up the Hudson River and go to Europe. I lived in Rome for a year when I was in school, and that was a great inspiration for Thomas Cole. His work grew enormously by his tour of Europe. He went to England for a couple of years, and then he went down to Italy for over a year. And that changed his work a lot. And I give him great credit for that, because a lot of people think of him as self-taught, which essentially was. And he was already famous and popular as an artist in New York when he decided, I'm good, but I need to be better. Mm-hmm. I can improve myself. So that's when he went to Europe, and his work did improve. He came back and did his grand epic series, The Course of Empire, which was in some ways largely inflamed by his position about America following Britain as the next big industrial empire. That's essentially what The Course of Empire is about. It's an allegorical series of some ancient empire, the rise and fall. But again, it's a cautionary tale. He's saying this will happen to us if we don't adhere to what we consider precious and important to us right now.
How much of this story, you mentioned it in at the start of your answer when I asked about the what it's like for you as an artist to write about an artist, and you said, well, I'm not an immigrant. How much of his story comes from that immigrant experience, do you think?
Well, certainly in reference to how he was informed by where he came from, the British Industrial Revolution. It was highly informed by that. But also, they were he got off to a very meager start. His father, you know, classic cottage industry, they were put out of business because of the Industrial Revolution. They came here and tried to start over, you know, doing, you know, painting floor cloths and window shades and so forth. It did not go well for them for many years. He actually walked across Pennsylvania twice in search of, you know, first going out there to join his family to help them get started. But then once he got the bug to become an artist himself, he walked back all the way to Philadelphia and lived virtually on bread and water. So it's sort of the classic story of the starving artist, which I'm glad to say I've never starved, but I've been hungry at times.
Been close, but
yeah. Right. It was certainly my college days and post-college years. So that part of it, I definitely could relate to, and most young artists I know have gone through that period too. So it's really a classic story. What's unusual about him is that he came up here, he found his inspiration with the Hudson River and the Catskill Mountains, brought his paintings back, put them in a window, and by great fortune, another important artist of the time, John Trumbull, was walking by, saw them, and discovered he was Thomas Cole's discoverer, and he was, you know, like an overnight success. He was the toast of the New York art scene by the time he was 25 years old. That did not happen to me, by the way.
It did not happen to you. So when you look at the story and Cole's story, obviously it's also very much a story of this region. And and you have, because you live here, a wonderful insight into how an artist responds to where they live.
Well, I hope so. I feel like this, as you said before, write what you know. Well, it's sort of paint what you know, too. In my case, I look out the window of my studio at the Catskill Mountains every day. I'm surrounded by it. And so I feel really fortunate that somebody like Thomas Cole did the very same thing 200 years ago. And I'm far from the only one who's followed him up here. You know, my little town of Catskill is booming right now for, you know, all of the young creative people that are bailing out of Brooklyn and looking for, you know, greener pastures upstate. The whole Hudson Valley really is going through this wonderful renaissance of creative energy coming up here. And the thing that Thomas Cole the pattern that he set for all of us was not only did he do that last year, last century, mm-hmm. 200 years ago, seeking a source of inspiration for his art, but also just about his point of view on the environment. So many people have, it's not, the environmental movement is not like some left-wing construct. It's been around for 200 years. He started his paintings, influenced other artists, as you know, the other great artists of the Hudson River School, as they're now known, but also the writers and the poets of the time. William Cullen Bryant was one of his closest friends, and James Fenimore Cooper was one of the people who discovered him and then went on from there. And ultimately, they started that conversation that led to environmental consciousness, our national parks, ultimately, laws in place by the 1970s to, protect the environment. None of that's new. That was a long haul. It's been going on for 200 years. And Thomas Cole was one of the earliest voices. So that's why I wrote this book. I wanted kids to know that and realize that's part of their heritage. The title has everything to do with the content of the book and the message of the book. I want kids to picture the America that they want it to be. They're still young and innocent, and we live in this time where it's so divisive. And Thomas Cole was right here at the beginning, where we were still kind of innocent and very idealistic. And he was saying the same thing. He was like picturing, who is it that we want to be as a nation? Look how beautiful our country is. And I want that to be the same inspiration for kids of, coming up now.
The book is stunning. It's Picturing America, Thomas Cole and the Birth of American Art. It is published by Nancy Paulson Books, which is from the Penguin Random House Penguin Young Reader Collection. And it's beautifully put together, beautiful book. And it's now out, Picturing America, Thomas Cole and the Birth of American Art by Hudson Talbot. Hudson, always a pleasure to have you on the program.
Oh,
thank you very
pleasure,
much. And thank you so much for sharing with us.
Oh, well, thanks for inviting me. It's always fun to be here.
Great pleasure. Again, the name of the book, Picturing America. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.